From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Highway 11 just south of Municipal Road near Porquis was closed at 1:30 this morning because of a traffic accident. Provincial police have released no details other than one person died. Traffic was rerouted via Municipal Road and Highway 101 all day. Police in Peterborough say a trailer containing more than 2,000 guns has been recovered. It was found in Peel Region and is being returned to the manufacturer to see if any weapons are missing. The trailer was stolen from a Peterborough shipping company early Sunday morning. Police say it appears to be a crime of opportunity, not a targeted theft. Investigators say the suspects had broken into several other yards trying to steal trucks. A potentially large and loud expression of support for truckers' convoys is being organized in Timmins Saturday afternoon near the overpass. Timmins Police Communications Coordinator Mark DePozzi says police fully support the right to free expression and assembly.
We're eager to allow for this to occur so long as it is a peaceful demonstration and it remains peaceful and not publicly disruptive in any way.
That includes not interfering with vehicle or pedestrian traffic, no trespassing, or being a threat to public safety. You can thank the pandemic for stopping days that the buses don't operate from letting your high schooler take the day off. English public high schools in the region simply switched to online instruction. DSB 1 Director Leslie Dye says by not losing 15 days a year to inclement weather, it's much more equitable in terms of access to learning.
And in our strategic plan, we define equity as anticipating, identifying, and work to remove barriers. So we really see this as removing a barrier for students.
DSB 1 operates 9 high schools between Temiskaming Shores and Hearst. Dye says 70% of the students take the bus. And competitive ringette teams like the 4 put on the ice by the Timmins Ringette Association have had limited tournament action during the pandemic, if any at all. Vice President David Laneville says the traveling teams usually need to attend 3 tournaments to be seated for provincial competition, but this year there are only 2.
We're not sure how Ringette Ontario is going to do their seedings. They only got the two tournaments to work with, so they're going to have to seed the teams out of those tournaments, and then those seeded teams will be able to go to provincial playdowns.
In the first tournament this past weekend in Ajax, the 4 Timmins teams won 2 silver medals and a gold. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.